People in Australia are leading efforts to save a critically endangered language. At one time, an estimated 300 indigenous languages were spoken on the continent. Only about 90 are still spoken today. Language is a central part of the culture of Australia's indigenous peoples, called Aborigines. Language helps Aboriginal communities understand their tribal roots, history, and customs. It also gives them a strong sense of identity. European settlers arrived in Australia in the late 1700s. Experts say that colonization had a harmful effect on indigenous languages. Now, only about 60 of those languages are considered alive and in daily use. As older members of tribes die, other languages are likely to pass away. In the central Australian desert near Alice Springs, only 20 people are fluent in Pertam, a language native to the area. But now, children are being taught its ancient words in hopes that it will not die out. Kathleen Bradshaw and Christabel Swan are among the Indigenous elders working to keep the Pertam language alive. Swan is one of the last remaining fluent speakers of Pertam. She is also founder of the Pertam School, which opened in Alice Springs 2 years ago. Bradshaw is a teacher at the school. At Pertam School, children not only learn the language, but also cook traditional food, learn history, and visit places that the community considers holy. I want to teach my children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren our language and show our country to them so they can think and talk in Pertam, she told the Alice Springs News. Our old people, poor things, have all passed away now. There are only a few of us left to teach our kid how our old people used to live. Swan, an expert on languages, has worked for many years at the Institute of Aboriginal Development. With the group's help, she has published language books on Pertam. Community leaders say that, for many years, white teachers refused to let them speak their native language. But they spoke Pertam in secret to help it survive. Bradshaw recalls one of her experiences as a child.
This teacher walked past and said, "Do not speak that lingo at school." And we promised ourselves that we would talk it in secret and just keep it going and, you know, talk amongst ourselves in secret. I think a lot of non-Indigenous people, they do not understand how important it is for Aboriginal people to have their language and to keep it strong.
In some schools in Australia's Northern Territory, students learn in both English and an Aboriginal language. Many communities speak what is called Aboriginal English, a language that makes use of Indigenous terms and culture. It keeps some structures of standard English and includes words from Aboriginal languages. Creole is a Northern Australian Creole language. A lot of children whose parents were fluent in different tribal languages speak Creole. Many non-Indigenous Australians mistake Indigenous languages for dialects of one larger language. However, the estimated 300 Indigenous Australian languages were about as different from one another as, say, Russian and French. Aboriginal Australians now make up about just 3% of Australia's population. They suffer high rates of poverty, poor health, and imprisonment. Historical evidence has suggested that Aboriginal people have been living in Australia for at least 65,000 years. I'm Phil Dierking.